New Year.
Happy New Year.
That was delayed.
That's okay. Happy New Year from Fatherhood for Life. It's 2024. It's January 11th.
It is.
Exactly. January 11th.
January 11th, 2024.
So we missed our Christmas episode, but that's okay.
Oh,
I know. I know. We talked about it the Halloween one because we were so excited to talk about Christmas movies and Christmas this and Christmas that. And then time once again just got away from us. So here we are, New Year's.
New Year's. New equipment. This is the first recording. Yeah. A new microphone. We have a little new setup, and the setup was a lot easier.
This is honestly the earliest we've ever started recording, I think.
We're probably
because
gonna
we
have
literally
downtime.
Plugged and went. Yeah. Oh,
we're gonna have downtime.
I did forget to turn on something.
Oh, turn on.
We'll go to the Irish pub when it's whiskey.
We'll walk
time.
Into our Irish pub
when it's whiskey time. That's
when
right.
It's time to do whiskey.
So yeah. Tell us about the new equipment.
So got a little Christmas gift from my sister, and it's a microphone. I can't remember the name of the brand now. We're not gonna plug it.
It's
SR. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like SR by
something. SR by something, but it's a. It seems like it's a little bit better tech than what we had. At least it's better to
mono price.
Yeah.
Stage right
mono price. It's a little bit. I think it's going to be better when we're just doing a together recording and we're not in separate houses. So, we've got a little mics to paint the picture. We've got a little boom stand, so it's like right in between us. It's kind of hovering between us, which is nice. We don't have to have the like. We don't have to like bend over and lean into the mic. So yeah. Hopefully, we've tested some sound quality, but we have that. And then I think, you know, there were some other gadgets that we're not going to try until we...
Screens and...
Yeah, screens, like, to improve audio.
What do you call
audio.
The little sleeve you put over the mic itself?
They call it
a mic sock?
It's like a mic sock. And then they have that thing that goes in front of it. It's like a muffle screen, basically. But it's supposed to help the audio part. But yeah, we have that. So I think... You know, we'll just be trying out some new toys in 20. We started this in 2019.
I think so, yeah. And it was, we had just found the program. We did it from our phones. We didn't have microphones. So we've come a long way. Now we literally plug this new mic into the laptop and we're off to the races. Yeah, it was super simple.
Our phones, on our separate mics, or on our phones through our phones.
Yeah.
We didn't even have microphones.
Yeah, the sound quality was bad. Yeah. I think next will be a little, not a turntable, but like, you know, one of those little soundboards
with the little dials. It would be nice to have two of these or just to do the two stands even when we're together and it's like picking up
true.
So we'll see.
Maybe I'll turn half of my corner of the basement into a soundproof booth.
I thought about that down in my toy room because I'm like I could turn part of this into like a little soundproof room, but
little,
then it's like
a booth
a little sound booth, but I have my office down there and toys and I don't know, it's kind of a mess.
I hear you. So what's new for 2024? First, 2023, it was, I would say it was a good year.
2023 was
it was ups and downs. There was obviously
ups and downs.
But like kind of overall, you know.
Overall.
Year
like,
itself, I mean.
Grateful that the families are happy, healthy, whatever. I mean, like we lost mom last year. That happened in July. It was the day before your birthday. That's creepy. It was in July, and it was just kind of a long road for dementia. And so, I mean, glad that she's at peace. It was tough, but it was like a bittersweet, you know, like glad she's in a better place. So that was rough. Like that was definitely one of the low points. Higher points for us, we did. I'm trying to think what we did for trips for the year. Spring break, we drove back in March. We did Washington D.C. We did a little road trip, so that was fun.
Yep.
We didn't do anything over the summer. And man, to think back to 2019, like I can't even think back, do the math backwards, but like our kids now, like my oldest is 15, about to turn 16. My youngest is 12, about to turn 13. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm glad that our families are happy, healthy.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. I mean, overall, everything's still good. Like,
it was a
good year. Everyone's, you know.
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely some change and some events that happened. We had a lot going on with Austin in 2023. It was his journey.
Yep.
And so we're still kind of adjusting to, you know, life with just four of us in the house. But,
yeah, that's tough.
You know, I'd say overall, though, I mean.
Grandma passed away. That was tough.
Yep, that was hard. There's a lot of hard times with my mom. Which was tough to get through, but
yeah.
But again
better.
Yeah.
She's in a better place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, absolutely. So
looking forward to 2024. Are you big on New Year's resolutions? Are you like a big resolution family? Do you sit down and you're like, here's my New Year's resolution?
I think in years past, I literally have said like, I want to get in better shape. But honestly, I started running with Rye. Like, we're actually healthier than we were probably 2 years ago. Like, just as far as like trying to get to the Y and try and exercise.
But, you guys run a lot. That does a lot for your cardio and just your overall, health.
So that part's good. But like, yeah, I don't know. New Year's resolution. I don't know. Does it sound like awful to say I don't have one?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, there's obviously like things where it's like, I want to try to get this done, or like, I want to try to get that done. Like, get a little more organized, like clean the shed out, like things like that. Yeah, but I mean, I'm not one of those, sit down, like, here's my list of resolutions that I'm going to track. And I always say I want to try to get in better shape. I stay in decent enough shape because I have to.
Right.
But I always, I'm like, oh, I'm going to kick it up another level. And then I end up just kind of not.
But again, for you, wouldn't you say you're in the best shape since you've been in the last five?
No, when I graduated AIT, I was in the best shape of my life. Okay, I was a monster. Yeah, and since then, it's not that I'm not in shape. I feel like I am, especially for 41. I feel like I'm in good shape. But I could definitely kick it up a notch.
Right.
We'll see. I want to try to improve my score in a few areas for a physical test, and we'll see how that goes. But,
yeah. And like, work is good for both. Like, we both, work is good. Like
work is work.
Family's happy. There's, like I said, it's a weird thing to say, but like, I just want everyone to continue to be like happy and healthy.
And now we've got, Ty will have a license coming up. So there's that.
Ryan takes his test in February. Ty will take his test in June.
There's a couple of, I mean,
that's a big thing.
When I say new drivers, I mean, they're already new drivers and permitted, but we've got a few licenses coming up. So that'll be a big change.
That's a really good point. We each have a new licensed driver.
Yeah.
Which quick sidebar. Have you called the insurance company to see what's going to happen?
I'm not sure if we have or not, but we've been through with Austin before, so we kind of know.
So I called the insurance company the other day because, our stuff.
Did they laugh?
Yeah.
They give you the as they're rubbing their hands together, like, dollar signs?
He's like, well, because your 15-year-old has a penis, your insurance premiums are gonna like triple. But he told me, he's like, expect a 50% increase.
Yeah, that sounds
the thing that's weird though is, I don't know how yours is. We've noticed ours is creeping up. Mm-hmm. Just because insurance rates in general are higher. So I'm like a little worried that it's gonna be even worse. Like, I don't.
Yeah, it was. I think as long as there's no tickets, that's what's a huge game changer.
Yeah, they show
the new driver gets one ticket, and good lord, it's double, easily double.
I mean, right off the bat, I think it's gonna be like our car insurance is gonna.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a 50% thing, so that's gonna suck.
Well, good. So I've got a little. Normally, we start right off with brew review.
Yeah,
but we don't have Echo. So
we have to walk into our Irish
gonna,
bar.
We're going to have to figure out how to transition this.
Let's open the door to the Irish bar.
Yeah, we'll just transition it like this.
Yeah.
It's time once again for brew
review
and spirits review.
Oh, and spirits.
And here we are. Look, we're in the Irish pub.
We just walked in. I love the. And the door says Dickman. And I still don't
think I don't know if that. It's got to be an Irish thing. I don't know.
Let's Google that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So. For the review this time, I put together a little 4-glass whiskey flight for you. So how this is going to go is, I've poured out 4 different whiskeys. One's a bourbon, if that matters to you, for the bourbon purists. So we've got 4. They're all in similar glasses. You haven't tasted them. You haven't smelled them. I know for a fact you have not had 3 of these.
And the only thing that I've seen ahead
of one of them you've had
the color.
Yes.
It's just been
sitting you can just see the color, which... Number 1 is a lot lighter. I would say these 3 are all pretty similar. 2 and 4 might be the darkest.
Yeah, 4 is, I feel like 4 is the darkest. 4 is
probably the
2
darkest.
Is next, and then 3, and then, like, if we were to go that way.
Yeah. So what I want you to do is, like, you can go in any order. You don't have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. You can pick, because I've got written down, as long as you put them back down in the same spot. But I want you to give it a little smell, give it a little taste. So I'm going to have you taste all 4. Right, and there's enough for like 2 solid sips in there. And then I'm going to tell you, in no particular order, the four that are in front of you, and then you're going to go back and decide which one you think is which. All
right? So right off the, I'm going to start with one.
Yep.
Or ace one. I smell like vanilla.
Okay.
Maybe a chocolate? Just the smell. Chocolate, vanilla.
Yep. So two of these are flavored, two of them are not.
It smells so, very sweet.
Yeah. So you're going to have two flavored, okay, two non-flavored in there.
Right off the bat, it's sweet. It's delicious. I get a little vanilla. Is this? I'm almost wondering if this is the macadamia nut. You said one of them I've had.
No, nope. I didn't go back into my back row.
This store. Is delicious.
This is one that neither one of us. I actually haven't had that yet.
You haven't tried this yet?
Nope. I have not. So I will be as soon as we're done with this.
It's sweet. It's
how are those stones in there?
It's actually nice because I'm used to drinking it neat,
yeah,
or whatever. And there's no, I don't like it overly cold. But this is, yep, perfect.
Like just a perfect amount of,
because I don't want it to water it down.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. I wouldn't want ice in this because then you're like, it tastes watery.
Yeah. You know?
So that's very, it's very sweet. It's delicious. I get vanilla.
You got water in here, yeah, to cleanse the old. Yeah.
That one's interesting.
Okay.
Like, if I were to rate that right now, that'd be very high.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
Number two is a lot darker. Like, significantly darker. The smell, I'm not getting a flavor. So it smells like a whiskey or like a bourbon. So there's no flavor coming out in the smell. No flavor coming out in the taste. But I can tell it's not a flavored one. I haven't tried a lot of, like, I haven't, like, reviewed a lot of whiskeys, but it's got a nice, balanced, like, even flavor. It's not, like,
nice and strong.
Yeah, it's smooth. It's not really strong. But definitely not flavored. That's
okay.
Flavored. Right. That's not.
All right. Nice.
I would almost compare it to, like, I don't know if I've had Jameson. Like, just a regular, like an Irish whiskey.
Okay, all right.
This is hard to palate cleanse in between.
Yeah, I know, I bet it is.
Okay, number three. Gotta be also not flavored. So I'm not getting a flavor at all. The color is, I'd say, a little lighter than that second one. Definitely flavored.
I was like,
definitely flavored. Smell that though.
For a second, I was like, did I screw up the numbers?
So smell it.
No, I. This one I've had though, so I definitely know. I can pick it up right away, but only because I know what's in it. You know, it's two very different, distinct smells. But then, oh, you know what? I forgot. I had a nose palate cleanser for you.
This is weird though, because this has a flavor, and I almost can't.
So I was gonna tell you to take a deep inhale of this in between the clint to clear
cleanse
your
my nose.
Yeah.
Oh, this, what kind of tobacco?
This is HH Old Darkfire.
It's smoky.
Yeah, that's why it'll kind of. I haven't smoked it yet. I want to.
It smells good. I love this.
Yeah, it's. This is one of the ones I got for Christmas.
That actually helped a little bit.
Yeah, see, I totally forgot about that between the first few.
There is a flavor. The weird thing, because you told me, you didn't tell me what we were doing, but you told me.
But you might know which
one
this is. Yeah,
I think I know what this
one
is.
Yeah, I had a feeling the second you taste it, yeah.
So I think this one, should I say it now, or I'm going to test the.
Just wait. Yeah. Get a little sniff of that smoked tobacco and. Swish some water around.
Oh, interesting. This one has a flavored smell. I mean, that was flavored. That wasn't. That was. This one has an aroma. Man, that really cleanses the.
Yeah.
It does. All right. Let's see. So. Like, if you were to say, is this flavored or not, I'd have a really hard time. This one is more of a straight whiskey bourbon flavor, where mm-hmm. this one might be a straight, like a normal whiskey, but it's got an actual, like, taste. this one doesn't have a lot of like aromas, where sure. This one has a lot.
So without knowing what they are, how would you, which one would you say is like your favorite? Like which one would you drink more?
So right off the bat, I usually don't go for just like a straight, like I'm going to pour myself a bottle of just like whiskey and there's not anything in it. Because yep. I'm used to the flavor. So this one's probably out for the favorite. This one was really good. I really like this one.
Okay.
This one was really good and smooth. This one's interesting because I'm having a hard battle now between these two. Which one's my favorite? Okay. Because although this one's not flavored, although I don't think it's flavored, it tastes really good.
Okay. It's very interesting, and you'll know why when I tell you what it is. That one's a little bit different from the other three.
Okay.
And you'll know why in a second. All right. So, okay. So now I'm going to tell you in no particular order what's in there, okay? So one of those is Ensign's Gingerbread Whiskey.
Three.
Yeah, you're correct on that one.
Okay.
One of them is Bank Street Bourbon, which is a little bit of a higher-end bourbon. Well, I shouldn't say higher-end, but like a $40 bottle of bourbon. This. You're right. That is. Okay. One of them is Scatterbrain Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Oh, it has to be this.
No.
Really?
No. Nope.
Well, peanut butter. Peanut butter?
Yeah. Scatterbrain Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Well, now that you say peanut butter, I guess I can smell the peanut butter?
Sure. So that
has a weird, that it's very sweet.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think peanut butter smell.
So number four, which is actually like one of my favorite things to drink lately, is Loon Liquor's Pre-Mixed Old Fashioned.
Oh, God.
And it's almost every night, that's what I have for my nightcap.
So that makes a lot of sense. Then, yeah. Because
it's a pre-mixed old fashioned, so it's not straight whiskey, but it's also not, when I say pre-mixed, it's not like it's watered down or like has a ton of other ingredients in it, but it's become probably like one of my favorite things to drink.
Like, honestly, out of these four, if I had to sit down and drink one, it'd be this.
It'd be the Premix Old Fashioned. Yeah, it's so good.
This would be too. This is good. It's my, but it's really sweet. Really, really.
Yeah,
really
you
sweet.
Couldn't have more than like one.
This
glass.
One was good, but it's your classic. Like, oh, I'm drinking just a bourbon. Straight bourbon. There's no flavor.
That's exactly what that one is.
Whatever. And then this one, until I drank it, I was like, wow. Yeah, so
here's the Bank Street Bourbon. This was actually given to me to go with my new decanter for Christmas.
That's this one?
Yeah, that's the bourbon. Yeah. And for a bourbon, it's good. I like it. Especially, I thought about maybe trying to do like a whiskey sour with it just to try it out.
Yeah, but that'd be good.
As far as bourbons go, it's one of my favorite I've had.
But you have not tried?
I've not tried the peanut butter. I've had the other three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the peanut butter, like that was, it's interesting. That's the first one that I had. And,
yeah, so I've got a little bit left in this little bottle here, so I'll give it a little.
If you didn't know it was peanut butter, would you have picked peanut butter? Because that's the weird thing is I don't, like, now that you say it, I can imagine it, but to me, it's
I don't think
like
I would have
honey.
Been able to pick peanut butter.
It's like honey.
It's sweet, and I get what you're saying. I would almost guess it's like a vanilla chocolate
vanilla
or like
chocolate.
A cherry vanilla.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. I forget the brand, but that cherry vanilla that you have that we tried.
Yeah, the Scatterbrain.
Was it Scatterbrain or was it something else? I can't remember.
It was Scatterbrain and it was dark cherry.
Dark cherry,
dark
yeah.
cherry vanilla.
It reminds me of that. I don't get a whole lot of peanut butter.
Like, now that you
good.
Say peanut butter, I can kind of smell it, but I feel like I'm telling myself to smell it.
Yeah. This grew on me the more I sipped at the bourbon.
I should finish this off.
It's, then. Again, if you like drink it just like a straight whiskey or a straight bourbon.
Yeah. This though, I agree. If I had to pick a favorite, I was going like four or
the old
one or four.
The Loon Liquor's Premix Old Fashioned. It's so good. So it's a Minnesota organic made from scratch, made with wheat whiskey, cedar leaf syrup, cherry, and house made aromatic bitters. And everything they do, this is from Northfield, Minnesota, is local and in house. They make their own simple syrup, they make their own bitters, and they pre-mix it in this old fashioned, and it is delicious.
And you said this, the three part, where it's like this, amaretto, and sour.
Oh yeah, I made a new. Yeah, we'll try one of those later.
That's
yeah, cool. I do 1 ounce of this Loon Liquor's Old Fashioned, 1 ounce Di Serrano, and then 1 ounce sweet and sour, and it makes the best cocktail ever.
What's also interesting, I don't know if you've had it before. Have you used these before? These
no, I haven't.
So you need to go pour, get some little glasses and pour with the stones, because I might get some, I might pick some stones. Like, it's good. Like, I've never liked the ice. To me, it changes the flavor a little bit too. Like, I know that this warm would probably taste a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean,
Yeah, that is nice because it cools it down. So this is the first time we're using whiskey stone. They're not even stones. They look like steel squares. I'm not positive what they're made out of.
What are the stones? Are there separate ones?
I think you can get stones that are some kind of stone. I'm not sure. But these I like because it gives it just enough coldness. It's not over chilled because I don't like mine super chilled, but it's like the perfect one. I like it. They come in this little bag and then you freeze them.
This is so interesting because I've seen this so many times at the liquor store and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Peanut butter whiskey?
Yeah, it is decent. All right, so with that, that's going to wrap up our fun little whiskey trial.
Whiskey trial.
And I think what we'll do...
Do you want to roll into my bit?
Yeah, we're gonna take a quick break.
Quick break, and then we'll roll into the
bit. And for that, that's just for us. You're going to roll right into the bit.
Yeah.
When you listen.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're back, like we promised. A little bit of new bit music in the background. So I had an idea for a bit. This isn't pre-planned out really well. What we're gonna do is we're gonna relive some bits.
We're gonna
And we're gonna see if you still feel the same way that you felt maybe 2-3 years ago. Because I think some of these are super old. We didn't go back and listen to anything.
I like it.
Sorry, I'm sipping on my drink. Okay, so I was paging through my notebook of remembrance.
My notebook of remembrance.
And there's a couple in here. We've got a what's your favorite.
Ooh, that's
and so
fun.
there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's like 7 or 8 of those.
Nice.
I've got a top 10.
Ooh,
so I'm gonna try and see if your top 10
see
still
if that's
match.
Changed.
All see right. if that's changed.
Interesting.
And then I've also got a one word. So like describe this in one word, and we each went back and forth and had to do one word. I think that's all we're gonna do because this will take a while.
I'm not even cleansing my palate, just smelling this because
it smells amazing. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna start with what's your favorite. We actually did this with Katie.
Oh, that was when she was our guest, right?
Because I have Katie's what's your favorite on here. And I don't know how. Like, we must have... I was writing it down, so I don't know if we were in person or what was going on, but... All right, so here's what we got. This is What's Your Favorite from 20 blah, blah, blah.
I forgot to show you something very important just a little bit ago. Ooh, so keep going while I get my new coaster up. Right. I'm bringing this to poker night.
Oh, my God. We're all going to have seizures, and I love it. It's a light-up. What does it say in the middle?
I can stop the...
Does it say something in the middle?
Yeah, like...
That's phenomenal.
That's gonna be my poker night coaster. I don't know, I got it for Christmas.
That's perfect. I need to bring it. I'm gonna actually bring a real glass to poker night.
I'm gonna bring this one, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring an actual glass to poker night this time. We're doing Mark's, right?
I believe so, yeah. Okay, sorry to interrupt. I just all of a sudden I was like, I forgot to bust out the neon coaster. I saved the battery.
I mean, I'm sure that thing probably lasts a while. All right, so we've got what's your favorite, and there are 8 categories.
Okay.
So it's 8 things that you need to name or what your favorite
is. And you've got my previous answers.
Okay, your previous answers.
I like
ready
it.
Go.
I like it.
Okay, so
do we need a pen to write down the
numbers? I'm going to read you.
So we can compare.
Yeah, this is, let's see. Oh, I know before and after.
Yeah.
So these are the categories. What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite soda? What's your favorite quote? What's your favorite song? Your favorite adult beverage? Your favorite TV show? Your favorite cartoon character? And your favorite video game?
Wow. Okay.
So we'll start one at a time. We'll go slow. All
right.
Favorite movie of all time?
Jeez. Man. And I don't remember if I did this last time. Can I do like a franchise? Does it have to be one movie, or can it be like a set of movies that are all together?
I think we must have said single.
Oh man, all right.
We must have said single. because this is...
I think I still got to go with Dumb and Dumber. It's such a classic. You that or Liar Liar. I mean...
You nailed it. It's Dumb and Dumber.
Was it? Yeah.
It's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. If still... I could go with like a franchise, I would say Harry Potter.
Oh. Yeah. See, and that's where I like... We've had the discussion of...
What if I had to be single movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What is your favorite soda? Straight pop.
Straight pop. Oh, man.
No alcohol, just a pop.
See, that I feel like changes from time to time, but right now I'd probably
say... It's like
what
you're in the mood for.
Coca-Cola.
Coke?
Yeah.
You went Dr. Pepper.
But I was going to say, it's either Coke, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew. Yeah. That's the only three
I would have said. Yeah, same. Because, like, it depends on what mood you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
But same, I get the...
I haven't been on a Mountain Dew kick in quite a while, though. It's been cool.
That's a good... Yeah. All right.
Maybe in the summer, I would say Mountain
Dew. Mountain Dew. Yeah, like a crisp Mountain Dew. What is your favorite quote? And the quote you said last time was from a movie, so it's not like a famous person.
Okay.
Like, not when I'm talking like a politician, right? Just a favorite quote from a movie.
I have so many.
And I'm going to give you a hint. It's from your favorite movie that you listened to.
The one that came to my head right off the bat is from a different movie.
Yeah. What was it right off the bat, just out of curiosity?
You liar! From Liar Liar.
Yes. I'm Max's bad father.
What was my previous answer?
You want to know?
Yeah.
It was, we're in the Rockies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to put you down for you liar. Maybe.
You liar. You scratched my car. Where? Right here. Yeah.
You've been here before.
That's already there.
Yeah. This one surprised me.
I think I'm on that kick because, like, just people at work and like just certain things. I just, there's so many people where that comes to my mind where they're like, well, we already sent over that proposal. You liar.
Or just the whole corporate BS of like, I have to sit here and play nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, song.
Oh my, the click clack brigade needs to go settle down. Go lay down. Go lay down.
You probably can't hear them at that. They're not on the table. Favorite song. And the answer song that you gave me kind of surprised me, because...
Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen?
Wow.
Was that it?
That's it. Wow. Really?
I think when we had done this, we had very recently had watched that movie, the one with, I forget his name, but the movie about Freddie Mercury.
Oh, with Freddie Mercury.
But, like, it just reignited my love of Queen songs. And I have a lot of songs that I really like, but that one's always... classic.
That's, I'm impressed.
Like I love Metallica, Offspring, so many bands.
That's where I was going.
But Bohemian Rhapsody as a standalone song is hard to beat.
I mean, if you ask me, I don't even know, because to me, it's generational. I had a favorite song when I was 17, I had a favorite song when I was 25, whatever, it depends. So, what's your favorite adult beverage? And that's going to have changed over the years, so you got to think where
like,
more...
Between beer, but now like my... Like, over the last few years, it's really been whiskey and, like, bourbon and spirits, so...
Let's do both. Let's say, what's your favorite beer and what's your favorite whiskey?
Favorite beer is Sam Adams. I love Sam Adams.
You nailed it.
My new favorite, like, cocktail drink is the one we're drinking right now that I recently invented that is hard to beat. Like, an Amaretto Sour is, like, one of the favorite drinks of all time that we used to drink.
Sour.
And then we discovered Old Fashions, which were also good, but this is like a mix of both worlds. I'd call it an Old Fashions Amaretto Sour.
What's funny is I know that the Amaretto Sour was like the first drink that we ever like drank in a bar, because I remember trying to order it, not even knowing how to pronounce it correctly. I was like, I'll take like a Amaretto Sour.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sure. And I'm like, oh, shit. I ordered it right. Like,
yeah, it's such a good drink. But so basically, it's one part Di Serrano, Amaretto, one part sweet and sour, and one part Loon Liquor pre-mix Old Fashioned. I shouldn't even say pre-mix. It just says Loon Liquor Old Fashioned. So you mix three equal parts, and it makes for one heck of a drink.
Well, I will tell you this. Next time I go to Total Wine, I wasn't really aiming at buying a whiskey. I'm buying a bottle of that.
Yeah. And even if you don't mix it with the Di Serrano and the sweet and sour on its own, it is so good.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's probably my new favorite drink.
Okay. So, you got Sam Adams, right? So, you were same on three out of the five so far.
Okay, all right.
That's pretty good.
That's good. That's good.
Favorite TV show? Favorite television show?
I've watched a lot of good shows lately.
I think you're going to nail this, but there could have been something that came out
Game of Thrones is still a favorite. It's hard to beat, but House of the Dragon.
Can you see this?
No, no. House of the Dragon. Game of Thrones is my favorite show of all time. And it's hard to be, it's hard to unseat that, regardless of how you feel how it ended. It's still just an iconic show that I've spent so much time on. I rewatched it with Austin, then I rewatched it with Ty. Like, it's such a good show. House of the Dragon is really good.
Mm.
We'll see how the next few seasons play out. So Sons of Anarchy is always up there. I love Sons of Anarchy.
We have Max right now for a little bit because we signed up right before Christmas, but I haven't watched
it. Oh, you got to watch House of the Dragon.
So I'll start. But I'll say this. So good. It's funny from an outside perspective because I finished it years after you did. I finished Thrones. And like the first 3-4 seasons were great. Not like the last ones weren't good. But like I do feel like they just completely rushed through. Like I was like, holy crap, what's happening? All of a sudden, like.
And that's when the books ended. And they just were, you know, they didn't have the book source material anymore. Right. Yeah. Right.
So is House of the Dragon then completely
not? It takes place like 150 years before Game of Thrones.
But is there a book?
Yes and no. The book is actually right up there. It's called Blood and Fire. So it tells, it's more of a reaccounting of the history of the Targaryens from the conquest until Game of Thrones. So there is source material, but it's not a set of novels like Game of Thrones is.
So they're not basing it off of the books like
they are, but it's not
as strict.
Not word for word novels like Game of Thrones is. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. But it's so good. So good.
Yeah, I need to watch
that. It time jumps a lot though. Just a heads up.
Oh, it's all over the place.
So it's different actors halfway through because they grow up. So because there's not as much source material, there's some key points that happen in history that you need to know. So they tell them, and then all of a sudden it jumps like 5 years within the first like few episodes.
Right.
But you'll see when you watch it. Right. So good. Okay. Next question.
favorite cartoon character. Now this, I wrote this.
Okay.
Is funny.
So it's either, I go back and forth between Brian from Family Guy and Roger from American Dad, and I'd probably still have to go Roger from American Dad.
You did it.
Roger is the best. He's so like that character cracks me.
Oh,
I love
God.
And I love how in every intro he's like someone different when he pops up in the car.
Yes.
I love Roger.
And it's been there's not new episodes, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think there are, but I was the kids like Family Guy. I was just like, we should watch American Dad.
Yeah, American Dad's a great.
I think you're gonna nail this too. Last one. Favorite video game.
Ooh. That's tough. Probably Skyrim. But also there's Red Dead Redemption 2. There's Mario Kart. Probably Mario Kart. Or Mario Golf. Mario Party. Oh god.
You just listed out.
Final
like
Fantasy
seven.
3. Of all time.
So I'll give you a hint. Like you listed it once and of all those.
I'm guessing I said Mario Kart. Because I spent so much time playing Mario Kart.
You said Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah, see, and that's
Super
that,
Nintendo
that was
Roots.
So good.
I
know. I probably before. Spent the most hours on that game. Yeah.
I remember.
And my earliest memories of really getting into a video game where I was super invested in it was Final Fantasy.
Well, like now, like Red Dead wasn't out when we did this. Red Dead, well, or
oh,
Red
maybe
Dead
it
2.
Wasn't.
Red Dead 2 wasn't.
Yeah.
Red Dead was amazing.
Skyrim's always up there.
So you got
good stuff.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 5 out of 10.
Nice.
The same answers from like 3 years ago. That's pretty good.
Nice, yeah. I like it.
All right. So that was what's your favorite. Do you want to guess Katie's?
Oh, gosh.
We should have Katie.
Let me think. So, favorite movie?
Yeah.
Legally Blonde? Clueless?
You're close. It's on that. I mean, oh, actually, I don't know if you're close because I've never seen it before. It's not necessarily close.
What is it? What was it?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, Bridesmaids. Oh, we haven't watched that.
And I remember distinctly when I wrote this down that you guys were like, you need to watch. Because I still haven't seen it.
What was the next one?
Soda. I know this.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Yep.
Quote. I remember her saying this and I was like, props to you. Props to you.
What is it?
It's from a TV show. It's from SpongeBob.
Oh, some water would be nice.
You know SpongeBob. Your life.
Yeah.
Song? That's weird. I wrote down I don't know if this is a song or a singer.
Is it WAP from?
Well, it's this. I wrote down as. I think this is a singer. Miranda Lambert?
Oh, yeah. She's a country singer, yeah.
Oh, okay. Adult beverage.
Well, now it would be champagne and Diet Coke.
Yep.
Then it would be Cap'n Diet.
Cap'n Diet, yep. TV show.
Friends.
Thank you.
It's might Ryan be Schitt's Creek now.
Really? And I still haven't.
It might be close. Probably still Friends.
Probably still Friends. Ryan's a huge Friends fan.
Yeah.
He will not build the Legos.
Why?
Because he's spiting me and saying he doesn't like Legos. You know, he's like, I don't like Legos.
He'll build it eventually.
Come on. cartoon character?
Ooh.
This was a little surprising.
Her favorite cartoon character.
It's a Simpson character.
Lisa?
Yeah. You're really good on this. You're about five.
Lisa Simpson.
Video game.
Her favorite video game. Mario Party?
Close.
Mario Kart?
Mario World.
Her world. Oh.
Yeah. That's pretty good, dude. You know
your Oh yeah, she loves Mario World, yeah.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got like 5 out of the nice. 5 or 6 out of the 10.
Nice.
Alright. Really quick, we'll kind of fly. We don't have to we did a top 10.
Okay.
And it was a category of fast food.
Ooh, okay.
And what's odd is I don't have these numbered. So I'm assuming the top is number 1. So this this could be all over the place. So just name me a top. If you can only pick 10.
Top 10.
So don't focus for
fast,
on the order.
For fast food.
Fast food.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
focus on the order. Got just it. Give me a top 10 of okay. what you would.
All right. Freddy's.
Freddy's is not on here. But I don't think it was around.
It might not have been. I can't remember.
It might not have been around.
Freddy's.
Okay.
McDonald's.
Yep.
And their chicken nuggets and buffalo sauce.
Yeah. I wrote, but what meal?
The 2 cheeseburger fry. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 cheeseburger meal.
All right.
So check.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go Taco Bell.
Yep. Check. Dun, 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 dun. Which there's nothing written on that one. It's just straight Taco
Chick-fil-A.
Bell.
Chick-fil-A.
Check.
Burger King. When they have the spicy chicken nuggets.
Sometimes you don't have, sometimes so it's not have, on here.
It wasn't on
but,
there. Oh, okay.
But that's,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a, you know.
Yeah. Sonic.
You don't have Sonic on here either. They're not even like the.
You got to go to like the border parents. Of Burnsville and Savage for that. Yeah. Canes.
Canes is here, so check.
When you're in the mood for it.
It's funny. I wrote these down, but like I don't. It's just like either a chain.
Arby's.
Arby's is not on here.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell did I have on there?
So okay, you've got your number 1.
Yeah.
Is a Subway spicy Italian.
Oh yeah, Subway spicy Italian.
Your number 2 is the McDonald's 2 chicken or 2 cheeseburger meal. Your number 3, and this is where it's funny. I would have wrote this too in my top 2, but I wouldn't have actually. If you would have asked me, I wouldn't have known it.
Yeah.
The Peking chicken.
Oh,
right?
I wasn't even thinking the Yan Chan. Yeah. That would definitely be on.
Definitely like top 100%. 2. Top 2.
Then Chipotle.
Chipotle bowl. Yep. Canes, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell. Your last 3 are Dairy Queen.
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Papa John's.
Oh, Papa John's.
And Culver's.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, totally, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all right,
nice.
This is the final one.
All right.
We did describe this
in
one word. So you can only use one word. You can't use 2 words.
Right.
One word, and I'm going to make you say it off the top of your head. So you can't sit and think about
Hit me with it.
So I'm going to say this, and you tell me the
Got
one
it.
Word.
All right.
Family.
Love.
Wow.
Is that the same? Yeah.
Damn.
Nice.
That's impressive.
Nice.
I'm impressed.
What if I would have said guy?
Yeah. Peter, have you seen a clip of this real life Peter Griffin?
Peter Griffin that guy is amazing.
They're like, look, it's Peter Griffin.
The best.
He's like, meh.
Yeah.
He's got the glasses.
All right,
ready?
Yep.
Work.
Paid.
Close. I mean, you said necessary.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Yeah, necessary. Yeah, paid, necessary. Hobbies.
Podcasting.
Well, and of course, at this time, you put back burner.
Oh yeah.
Which,
I've honestly since then I've actually really made an effort to take the time to do things for myself, which was always a struggle of mine, and it was no one's fault other than my own. I just always thought like I had to do all these other things, and you know, thank God for Katie, like she multiple times told me that you have to take time for yourself. So I've actually really really tried to make an effort to do that.
That's
so,
a good side
yeah
thing, right?
So I would Yeah.
When you're feeling burnt out, because I feel the same way at home. I'm like, I worked today, did the dishes, I did 2 loads of laundry. Instead of being like, oh, I did all this crap and now I don't have time for anything, be like, take an hour. Take an hour.
And I do that almost every night where I take an hour, I come down, I have a drink, I either work on some Legos, I'll play some Xbox, watch a movie, whatever.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Take time. Take
so
time.
Definitely, yeah, that's definitely changed.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. This will be fun. Eating habits.
Ooh, needs improvement.
Doritos.
Yeah, I still love Doritos.
Absolutely.
Oh, especially the purple bag Doritos. This
Oh,
sweet
the spicy
chili,
nacho
the spicy
or
chili.
Or
spicy oh my
chili.
God, it's so good.
I'll pick one of those up for poker.
Oh, well, watch me eat the whole bag and then be miserable.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Guilty. Yep.
Now you said two for this.
Okay.
Two words.
Yep.
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
This is kind of weird.
Whiskey and tobacco.
Now it is, but back then, yeah. So you said saltines and frosting.
Oh my god, that is like one of my favorite snacks of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, classic. you pick yourself up a box of saltine crackers and a can of frosting, any your flavor of choice.
Yes.
And then you just take a knife like you're spreading peanut butter on a piece of bread, but you spread that frosting on the saltine.
But if we're in today's you, it's tobacco. Now.
Tobacco,
it's
tobacco and whiskey. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. We're halfway through. There's 12. All right. Mood/personality.
Ooh. I'd say that's changed. Man.
Think about it. Think hard.
I'm trying. Like,
but like, you don't have to because you answered this, you know, 3 years ago.
Old fashioned.
You put fun.
Okay.
But you are fun.
But I feel like my general overall, like, mood towards people has probably changed a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel a little old-fashioned in the fact that, like, I don't have a hard time making friends, but now I only make friends with people if I feel like it and I want.
Choosy.
Yeah.
Because you're old.
Choosy is a perfect word.
Yeah.
Let me answer again. Ask me again. Ask me again.
Mood personality.
Choosy.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's a perfect way.
It is really good because think about it. When you're, you didn't answer when you were 25, but if you were like 25, now you're like choosy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's perfect.
Choosy is the perfect word.
All right, now it gets tough.
All right.
Katie's listening.
Yep.
Wife.
I can think of so many words, so to try to put it in one.
I'm putting you in a bad spot.
I can't. I have to have two. Soulmate.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
It starts with the same letter.
What was my word?
Superstar.
Superstar.
That was a good.
Like the words that come to mind, supportive, loving,
yes.
Like everything, but
like
soulmate. Like, yeah.
It completes it, right?
Yeah,
perfect. Kids.
See, now this has changed too. It's been such a journey with them. Yeah. Pride.
Nailed it.
Wow. Did I really say pride last time?
That's you
amazing.
Said pride.
That's
that
amazing.
Was the same one.
That's great.
What's funny is you said pride and I said proud, which is like
it's very similar. Yeah.
Which we have the same kind of.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay, you got four left.
All right.
Parents.
Parents.
And I have two written down, so I think you said one is a funny haha first, and then I wrote another thing of the actual answer.
It's so weird because I feel
no
like
pressure, they're listening.
It's like my relationship with my parents has changed so much over the years. And like as you become an adult,
yeah.
You know, it's I would say if I had to say one word for parents,
and what you said, I'm absolutely 100% agreeing with.
I'm gonna go with
sorry.
Yeah,
really
hard. What was my answer before?
You said what I have in quotations is old.
Yeah,
and then you said supportive.
Yeah,
which like 100% no frills supportive.
Yeah.
Supported you on any decisions.
Yeah.
Supported you on any change.
Yeah, they've been
you.
They've been great. Like
they're through thick and thin, right?
Let me try to think of one word to describe my parents. I would love to say kooky, like fun.
Yeah.
Like as they've gone into their twilight years, and like as I've not their twilight,
you just
that,
said,
that was
you just
word,
said they're in their twilight.
But years. You know what I mean. Like as like our relationship has changed, like but it's still. Let me. Gosh.
Yeah. Do you want? Yeah, come up with a new
role model for my dad. Like
that's perfect.
That's what I think of for my dad, and like
yep.
For my mom. So
that's
yeah.
Perfect. Role model.
Yeah.
Okay. Three left.
All right.
This one might have changed. Politics.
A mess.
Yeah.
Oh wait, is that
you're
my personal view on politics? Or?
Well, this is one
current
word. One
God.
Word. One word to describe politics.
Broken.
Yeah. Which now, right? Because your view from 3 years. I mean,
yeah.
Or this was before
yeah.
You were in the army.
Broken.
You said independent.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, that makes sense. Were like, politics broken.
Exercise.
Demons.
This house
is clear. Exercise.
This is definitely pre-army.
Probably. Shit. Non-existent was probably my old answer. It's now close. I would say. Now I would say necessary.
Yeah, because it's part of your.
Because I have to.
Like, but... Absolutely, you're in the best shape when you got out of AIT, but yeah. You're still, right?
Hey,
for 41.
One of my first nights in the army. Did we ever say actual army before? It doesn't matter.
I think we did in basic training in the army.
Like, they put me in charge right away. I probably said this before, because I'm old as shit. It's all these young kids. And one of the first nights, all of the kids are in the bay. There's nothing to do. We're, like, in quarantine for COVID. So we couldn't even, like, there's nothing to do.
Oh, yeah, that was right when COVID.
And everybody's, like, jockeying for who's the toughest, who's this, who's that. And here's, you know, little 5'5", 145-pound, 38-year-old me at the time.
God, 38.
And so I had to throw down and do a push-up contest. Beat everyone there.
You weren't even in shape.
I still remember. I did 77 straight without stopping.
This is in basic training, yeah. So you weren't even in...
No one could do as many as me straight without stopping. 77 push-ups straight. And real push-ups. Army standard push-ups, not, you know, other push-ups. 77 straight without stopping. After that, I had their respect.
And you beat all those 19 and 20-year-olds.
After that, they never... I mean, they called me Papa Smurf and Silver Fox after that, but out of respect, not, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think you can say it enough, the fact that, like, I mean, that would be impressive now if you're like, well, I went to...
I don't think I can do 77.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. It's impressive.
I can maybe bust out 50.
If I had to push myself for a contest, Christ. I could maybe hit 40. Yeah. And then I'd be like, nope, done.
Yeah.
40 would be, like, astronomical. So 77 and
it was tough
camp, yeah. And, you know? All right, this last one's a good one. Mm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sex life.
Great.
You said thriving.
Yep.
So sick, right?
Great
thriving.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, folks, I mean, that was you and of those.
Thriving or throbbing? Did I say
thriving? Thriving? Did you say throbbing? Throbbing?
Throbbing?
You had two... exact answers, which is to me and pretty impressive, two answers to be the same thing that you said last time.
Yeah, that is
that's pretty good.
Would your answers change, like, just looking at the list? Would pretty similar.
I said fun for family. I would have said stress for work. Hobbies, I probably would have said something different. I almost would have said pipes and tobacco or whatever. Eating habits, too much. Guilty pleasure, I don't know where that came from.
Dawson's Creek. You must have been binge watching Dawson's Creek. And you didn't want to admit it.
I would have totally said friendly. Wife, I said everything. That was probably the same. Kids, proud, I would have said that same thing. Parents, love, I probably would have said that too. Politics, I don't think I would have said that. I don't know where that came from. I was not voting crazy.
Yeah.
Exercise, walk, now it's different. Yeah. But that was during COVID probably, because we were taking like, oh, let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
Go to Target, let's go for a walk.
Makes sense.
Sex life, I put satisfying, which it still is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at these. I mean... we had the this or that, but I didn't write the answers.
Yeah.
Nice. And then this was your... we did top 10 of wrestling.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll wrap this
good
up.
Good stuff.
But yeah, this was a good... well, this was our little revisit of 20-whatever bits.
All right,
hold it up here.
We've got a new bit. This is brand new that we're trying out. This is called the random call.
This is what we call shooting from the hip.
Shooting from the hip.
We're going to randomly call one of our good buddies,
yep.
Or whoever we decide.
Whoever
answers. And we're going to, it's called random call. And we had a bit that was called one word.
Yep.
So we would give you a list of like 10, 12 things. We say what that one word is. And you have to give us right off the cuff what the answer to that one word is, or the description to that one word.
Yep. So here we go. First call. We're going to see if he answers.
We're calling Kirby.
We're calling Kirby.
Is it picking it up?
I'm sure.
Turn this down a little bit?
Yeah. This one.
I just bumped the microphone.
I hope he answers.
Come on, Kirby.
If not, he's going to miss out.
We're calling him again. Crash said he wanted to be on.
No callbacks if you don't answer.
Oh, hey, guy.
Oh, perfect.
I'm so glad you answered. Oh,
hold all right. on. Hey, guys.
Hey. Mm. Hey. All right.
Love you.
This is our new bit on the podcast. It's called Random Call. We're gonna ask you 12 random questions.
You're on the podcast right now.
Yo, this is live.
That's great.
You have to answer, and you can't take the time to think about the answer. It's got to be like off the cuff, quick answer. We're gonna one word.
And are you in a position to answer? Are you like at dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care if you're. I don't care if you're having lunch with the Pope. Your answer. Are you ready?
Stand by.
Okay.
No.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, but right. Does he know? So we're
put
gonna
your
say
pants
the word.
Back on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna say the word, and you have to just give us the one. It's a one word answer to whatever.
Whatever comes to mind first.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at this, but let's go.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
All right. Family. One word.
Love them.
Love, right. Love's good.
Love, or I'm gonna put love them.
Yeah, that's one word. Yeah.
Love them. All right, next one. You ready?
Yep.
Work.
Difficult.
Perfect. I'm writing these down. Difficult. Of course, we're
yeah.
We're,
oh, we're good.
Ready? Okay, for number three, hobbies.
Cars.
Duh. I mean, come on. Duh.
I thought you were going to say men.
Yeah, men, yeah. I mean,
Who does it?
Difficult.
Yeah. Difficult. All right, number four. Eating habits.
Steak.
Ooh, manly. Steak. Here's a fun one. Number five. Guilty pleasure.
Video games.
Oh, it's guilty.
He was wondering whether or not he could say masturbation.
Right, I was going to say, like, what is this rated? Perfect. All right, they're going to get a little tough at the end, but this is the fun part. All right, one word, mood, personality.
Happy.
You are happy.
You are a happy guy.
Happy, happy, happy.
We love you for that. One word, wife.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
I got a thumbs up for that one.
Oh, is she listening? I love it.
Yes.
This is perfect. All right.
Hey,
you're on the podcast. It's a family endeavor. Okay, one word, kids.
Awesome.
Perfect. All right, you got four left, right?
Yep.
Four left. You're going to hate the last one.
No, he's going to love the last one.
Parents.
Oh, let's see.
This was a tough one for me, too.
Yeah, Matt had to think about it for a while.
Yeah.
Can you hear the background music?
I know it's... Yes, I can.
Perfect.
I know it's two words, but always there.
Oh, that's good. Two
that's
words
a really good... I like that.
We'll allow that. Yeah. I like it.
Really that was close good. To yours.
Dependable would be a single word.
That's a good one, too.
That's perfect. All right, three left. One word, politics.
Suck.
My answer was broken.
Yeah. I love that answer. All right.
Yeah, Maverick also does not like it.
Yeah. I mean, who does?
Who
does? Two left. One word, exercise.
Not enough.
That's what I said. Or maybe that's what you said. Zoe, one of us said the same thing.
Not necessary. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to apologize in advance for the last one, especially since you're on speakerphone and Nicole's listening. Sex life.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to put that in caps.
Yes.
I'm writing it down in caps.
All caps.
You passed.
With parentheses.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. I'm gonna add a parentheses right now.
That's great.
Yes. Or should I put yes, please?
That works too.
All right. Perfect. Perfect.
Awesome.
You did really well. You passed.
All right. Thanks, champ.
Hey, thank you. You guys got it.
That was great. All right.
You.
Thanks, Kirby. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
That was so perfect.
All right. Well, that was our first ever random call. One word with Kirby.
One word with Kirby.
All right. So we're going to wrap up this episode. We used to do our three recommendations at the beginning, but we are going to do them now at the end as kind of our wrap up, outro, if you will. And we're playing with the.
The volume was way down. The volume was, it was way down.
That affected it. All right. So if you remember our three recommendations, it was like something to eat slash drink, or like somewhere to eat slash drink, something to see, like a movie, a show, or a play or whatever, and something to do.
Yes.
So I'll start. Okay. So my something to eat slash drink, I'm going to go with Loon Liquors, because that we've talked about all this episode about the old fashioned mix they make.
Yep.
I haven't tried their flagship drink. It's called Loonshine. And I haven't tried it yet. I bet it's amazing, though. So I'm going to go with Loon Liquors.
Okay.
And then for my C, there's a show on Netflix called Reacher. It's kind of along the lines of like a Mission Impossible type show.
Okay. Oh, really Reacher good. On Netflix.
Reacher on Netflix.
Wait, on Netflix.
So
that's the
good.
Big dude. The big
he's like, or maybe it's on Amazon Prime now. Like, whatever it's on. Watch Reacher. And then something to do, I'm going to go with like a family thing. Do a puzzle. I feel like that's a lost thing. My grandma's book used to love puzzles. No, like an actual jigsaw puzzle. And that's something that like Kitty and I still like to do. So that's my do as a puzzle.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. All right. Something to eat.
Or drink.
Yeah. I'll use this from our New Year's party. I think something to drink would be make a family cocktail bar. Like a non-alcoholic cocktail bar. So we just recently had a little New Year's get together, and we did like a little like a bar for the kids. So we put out like Sprite, we put out grenadine, we put cherries, we put like ice.
Basically mix your own cocktail, but non-alcoholic. And it was perfect,
and they loved it. So like, go get a bunch of pop, go get a bunch of grenadine, go get a bunch of weird toppings, and let your family just kind of make their own drinks and have a happy hour. A happy hour at home.
It was fun.
Yeah. Something to watch. I want to go see this movie. It's called The Iron Claw. It's a wrestling movie.
The Iron Claw.
Yeah. So it's out right now in theaters. I've seen trailers for it, and it's about the Von Erichs. So like, they weren't WWF guys. They were like
Texas
Championship. It was like WCCW in Texas.
Yeah.
And it was based in the 80s, but I want to go see it really bad. It's out in theaters. So it's January 11th right now. It's out in theaters. It's probably going to be out in theaters till like February, but I want to go see it. I'll probably see it when it goes to streaming or maybe in the theaters, but that's something that I want to go see.
Nice.
So that's like a goal. Sorry. And then something to do. Have you ever heard of that? This is really weird. I got a coupon in the mail or in like a Valpak thing. And the kids were talking about this, and I thought it was kind of funny. I don't know if I've talked about this before. Have you heard of a rage room?
No, rage room.
They opened one in, like, Burnsville. So you go to this place, you walk into the rage room, and you pay $100 because you're going to do the rage room, so it's like a escape room.
Yeah.
And they walk you into this room, and you must have to wear protective eye goggles, and you have a baseball bat, and you break vases and TVs and like, so you can just destroy stuff. Like, I don't know, the kids are like, we want to do that. I'm like, I can see how you would want to do that. Like, take a hammer or a baseball bat and you just go break a bunch of stuff. So I never heard of it before, and then they're like, yeah, they opened one in Burnsville, and so if there's a rage room somewhere, go check it out.
The rage room.
I don't know how they exist without being sued, or what kind of insurance policy
sign
they have.
Sign this sign here.
I mean, what if you go and you sign the waiver and you're wearing your glasses and your stuff and a piece of glass goes
Your,
like, it seems a little dangerous.
That's very interesting, though. The rage room. I like that.
Yeah, rage room. Do a rage room.
Nice. Yeah. So. Very cool. All right, well, thanks for tuning in for the January episode of Fatherhood for Life. We'll catch you on the next one.